My name is Dr. Roger Dixon. It's mainly due to the risks that it poses to us. For some reason, the ultraviolet part of the sun causes a lot of skin cancers. And so, yeah, protecting yourself from that will help protect yourself from that future risk.
When exactly should we be applying sun cream? So obviously, of course, you think of a bright sunny day. Yes, I need to put sun cream on. But is that the only instance?
So, yeah, you should be thinking about applying sun cream sort of 30 minutes before you go outside to just let it dry. I would say that's probably one of the biggest issues in the Isle of Man, is that it doesn't have to be a sunny day. The best way of checking whether you need to apply it or not is online. You can find the UV indexes. So I think the Met Office does one, and a lot of other weather apps or weather websites will publish the UV exposure. So you're looking, I think Met Office does it quite good with a low, medium and high. So anything that's showing medium, you should be applying, and don't always rely on cloud cover or anything like that.
And there are so many different types of sun creams on the market, all different kinds of SPFs and things like that. What should we be looking for as sort of a base level when it comes to shopping for sun creams?
The British Association of Dermatologists recommends 30 or above. I tend to use 50. And one of the other things that people tend to not see on the bottle is the UVA protection. And that's usually a circle with some stars in it. So they recommend 4 stars and above. And that's to protect from another type of sun exposure, UV, which causes aging.
And of course, one of the biggest potential risks of not wearing sun cream and getting burnt is going to be skin cancer. And what are the rates like on the Isle of Man at the moment for skin cancer?
The rates are increasing year in, year out. I don't have the official figures, but I know that the incidence of skin cancer, especially going through the dermatology department, has, you know, almost doubled from previous years. I think statistics wise, in the UK, it's the most common cause of cancer. I think there's 200,000 cases a year of sort of two types of cancers we call basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. And then melanomas, there was 16,000 new cases in a year as well. So that's the fifth most common cancer. So yeah, it's quite a lot higher than you'd expect, being, you know, it's literally the most common type of cancer.
If we are going out and about and the UV levels are high, we've gone online, we've checked them and we know that there's higher UV levels. What are the best ways for us to protect ourselves?
Wear protective clothing, use sort of a high SPF sun cream, avoid midday sun. I think they say if the shade is longer than you are, you should probably be trying to get out of the sun. And we naturally want to do that. We naturally go to shade in the middle of the day. But for some reason, some people don't protect themselves, go out in the middle of the day, and that's when you're going to have the most risk. Melanoma seems to be have a higher risk for people with sun exposure under the age of 20. So your sort of childhood exposure years are the most important. So kids should have high SPF on, have, you know, a sun hat on, sunglasses, and that will just reduce their risk for later on in life, because they don't always have control right now. So that's our job to kind of protect them. Sunglasses are very important, because sun exposure has been linked to cataracts and macular degeneration. So don't be squinting in your car. Wear some sunglasses so you protect yourself. Have a look around your body for once a month. Take a picture of any lesions that you're worried about with a ruler and keep an eye on them. And, you know, you can always go seek advice from your GP. That's your first port of call.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.